Another episode, another artist, another story of how the music became to be. I have Finn Crossan, the lead of Kilgore, a band that I've been very much infatuated with the last couple of days. They're on the eve of their March release of their new record, which is called How to Put Your Hat On, which is coming out in March. So Finn, thanks so much for hopping on here and adjusting to time zones and whatnot to share a little bit about you and your music.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you remember those early moments in life where music was really like, it grabbed you?
Yeah, I think it's always kind of been just a very important part of my life. My dad plays music. He plays the mandolin. And when I was growing up, most of my childhood was spent in kind of being dragged along to bars while he was playing in trad sessions and stuff like that. And I would kind of just sit with a glass of Coke and a small tub of Pringles and listen away. So it was always a big part of my life. And then kind of when I was really young, I kind of diverged from the trad music stuff and started listening to the classics like Nirvana and Slipknot and really heavy metal music when I was a young teenager. But it wasn't until I was like 17 that I started like playing music and stuff. But yeah, there wasn't really like a moment. I don't have a specific moment where I was like, oh, music is my thing. It's just always been a very important part of my life.
Yeah. Well, having a dad that does music too, it must have been such a joy to watch, and him now seeing you, like, great story. Yeah. And like, what brought you to, like, I imagine guitar was your first instrument. Like, what was that transition like where you thought, okay, I want to start learning how to play an instrument and maybe I'll pen a few songs. Like, what was that like?
Well, I started learning guitar maybe when I was like 10 or 11, because my mom and dad always, I have a sister, and they sent us to lessons really young. My sister plays the piano. So they definitely wanted us to learn an instrument very young. But I only did guitar lessons for like 2 years and didn't really like it, and stopped going eventually and gave it up and played drums instead. So between the ages of like 12 to probably like 17, I was just a drummer. I just did nothing but sit upstairs playing drums really loudly and annoying my neighbors. But yeah, it was, and then I picked the guitar up again when I was like 17. I found, I discovered an artist called Ben Howard, who I became obsessed with, still obsessed with him to this day. And then that kind of led me to discover like more folky stuff like John Martin and Nick Drake and that kind of thing. And it really inspired me to pick up the guitar again. And kind of just, I immediately started playing about with like open tunings and stuff, and writing songs like that. And then it was a very natural progression into like learning to play like Ben Howard tunes, and then just found myself writing my own songs and then started playing gigs and stuff when I was like 17 or 18.
Nice. And had you been a part of other bands before Kilgore became your main focus?
Yeah, so ironically, I played like a couple of my first gigs on my own, playing guitar, and then I joined a band playing drums again, and played drums like nonstop for like 2 years in a band called Brand New Friend back in Belfast. And then I played in a couple of bands in Belfast as well here and there before moving to Glasgow for uni. And I was in Glasgow probably for like a year and a half or 2 years before I kind of wanted to join a band again. And then I played in a couple of things. I played drums in a funk band. I played guitar with a couple of pals bands, and then I played bass for a long time in my friend Lucas's band, who's called Sulka. And I've just did an album with him as well last year as well. So yeah, Kilgore's not my first band, but cool.
Yeah. Sounds like you've been doing this for quite a long time in your existence here on Earth. And what was it like to like decide, okay, I want to front a band, like, because it sounds like you were kind of like, you know, drums kind of in the background, bass background, like, When did it start to become, you start to realize that you want to be at the front of the band?
It was never like I want to front a band kind of thing. I'd always written songs, and I think I'd reached the point where I was like, I want to try and expand on that and see what that's like, particularly because I had for ages mostly just written songs that were kind of built around just me and a guitar. And then I started had a couple of ideas that I was like, for the first time, I was like, oh, these are songs that I think could be full band songs. And then fortunately enough, by that stage, like I kind of knew so many people in Glasgow and was comfortable playing gigs and stuff that I was happy to do that. So it was very natural. Like there was no like one, oh, I'm gonna become the front man of a band now. It's my time to shine. But I just felt excited by the songs that I was writing and felt like it was time to do that. So
Cool. What's your process? How do you get a song from kind of like an idea to like saying, okay, I'm going to put this on a record? Like, how do you write a song? Like, what's your process like?
It's different every time. Like with lyrics and stuff, I tend to be writing semi-constantly. I just have a notes app on my phone, and I'll jot down little lines here and there. Sometimes a lot of the stuff I think comes from like hearing people converse. I've kind of looked back and thought that like I'll hear a conversation on the bus or something, and hear someone say something that they don't realize is funny, but I think is funny or like worth observing or something, and it kind of inspires a little idea, so I take note of it. In terms of music, it definitely changed when I was in Glasgow and I kind of got a decent laptop in second year, and was able to like start using like GarageBand to like make demos. I'd never had the ability to like think out and be like, oh, well, this song could have drums. Let's just make the drums here now. And I loved that. I found that like really like freeing to just be able to make up a whole song on the spot rather than just being stuck with a guitar. But yeah, it's different every time. The songs on the album kind of all came during the first lockdown when I went back to Ireland, and I was writing my dissertation for uni, and I had nothing else to do but sit in the house and play guitar all day at my laptop. And I managed to get furlough from an old job I'd had in the summer at this like kids science center in Belfast, and I literally worked there for like 2 months, and then never set foot in the building again. And like nearly a year later, when the pandemic happened, I got a letter through the door because I was still on their payroll, and I ended up getting like £280 or something a month from them for like 10 months. Meanwhile, I was sitting in the house with like no expenses, just writing a dissertation. So I took that money and bought myself like a jazz master. It was like my first decent electric guitar. So that definitely inspired a lot of it because all I wanted to do in between doing my uni work was just sit and play that all day.
Yeah, no, that's wicked. Great guitar.
Yeah,
And
thanks.
I love that idea too of you kind of like, because you had the experience of drumming bass, like you already had those credentials, so you could create a whole song on your own really, with your computer and
Which is class. I think it's really nice to be able to kind of dip your toes in everything. And like when I was writing those songs, there was never a moment where I felt like, oh, I can't play that or whatever. I was just like firing it into the laptop, just anything and anything, making like mad string arrangements and all. So it's nice. It's really fun to like have that ability.
absolutely. So, I mean, I was kind of noticing the difference. Like, I obviously I've been going through your Bandcamp, and your first release that you put out is Kilgore Demonstrations Volume 1. Very acoustic, very beautiful. I love that you put the chords on the front of the cover too, and where to put the capo and drop B, and it's so cool. How did your sound from that demo get built into the sound that we'll hear on this next record? Because they're very dramatic in sound. I feel you in it. I feel your voice and your lyrics, but what was that journey like from going from that pandemic kind of, what was it, four releases? I imagine you did mostly on your own to, full band, you have a five piece with this wall of sound that you created. Tell us a little bit about that transition and how that happened.
Yeah. Well, the Demonstrations EP came about. Those were all songs written at the same time as the songs on that are on this album coming up. I had I think I had like a ridiculous amount of songs after the end of the pandemic, and some of them got split into kind of two veins of like quieter kind of acoustic-y numbers and this batch of really loud songs that had come from buying the Jazzmaster. So I did that EP and just released it on Bandcamp. A couple of songs have kind of spurred into another project with the guy that mixed the album, Keelan. We released a song last year
Cool.
as the Model Home, which is kind of in the similar vein to the Demonstrations EP. And then, yeah, I was kind of stuck because right before the pandemic, we did like a couple of gigs with a small band. It was just a three piece. And then we couldn't do gigs for ages. So then once we could start doing gigs again, me and Ewan, who's our bass player, who's been in the band since it's been a full band thing, kind of just started looking for other people and recording these songs, with the intention of being like, this album is going to be a loud wall of sound, different approach thing. It was very conscious. Like I didn't, there wasn't a moment where I was like, oh, I need to turn any like quiet songs into super loud ones. I had this strong batch of loud, rocky songs that I'd never really written like that before. And I was like, this is the avenue that I think Kilgore can go down now, which is
Nice.
good. It's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a full sound that you have. And I mean, I've heard descriptions of, grunge to shoegaze to indie. Like, it's this real nice mesh of a couple of different genres. Who do you think was your most biggest influence when you're writing those loud songs? I know a Jazzmaster will give you that depth of power. But like, what were the people you were listening to when this album was getting written, the one coming out in March?
I was listening to a lot of My Bloody Valentine, of course. If you
Nice.
buy a Jazzmaster, you have to listen to My Bloody Valentine on repeat.
Well said, yes.
And there's another band called Dive. They have an album called Deceiver, which I definitely took a lot of inspiration from. Particularly, there's a song on the album called Feel the Weight, which is very much kind of started out. I was like, I'm going to write a song by or write a song like Dive on that album. Fontaines D.C. were another band. I think their second album had just come out at that time and I was obsessed with it. And then still a lot of Ben Howard and John Martin and classic stuff,
Nice.
which I think has still kind of seeped in. Kind of consistently always listen to a lot of like folk music and John Martin and John Prine in particular. Me and my dad over in during the lockdown were listening to a lot of John Prine.
What does your dad think of the louder compared to the softer? Like, have you guys discussed this at the kitchen table, or what's his impression of it?
He loves it. It's funny. Like, I've played in so many bands over the years and never really been it's never been like my band. It's been playing someone else's songs or something. And I've always tried to get like my parents down to gigs and they've always been very supportive, but they've never been that interested. And then since I've moved to Glasgow, and started Kilgore and it started coming up, they're really loving it, which is great. They're coming over for the album launch in a couple of weeks. My dad's coming up to play a tune with us, so
Oh, nice.
he's buzzing.
That's so cool. And what can people anticipate about the show? Like, what do you got planned for the audience that's going to be there? I'm super jealous. I won't be, but I mean, what does a Kilgore show look and feel like? Like, what do you guys, how is it? What's that feeling?
It's a good mixture of like nervous energy, I would say. Terrible stage chat from me. But yeah, I think the band is at the kind of tightest that it's ever been. I've never been kind of so happy with the lineup that we've got now. And for the launch show, we've got a couple of extra people coming up, like my dad, as I said, and our pals Craig and Owen. Craig is Ewan's brother, the bass player. They're coming up and playing with us for a couple of tunes because there's a couple of like the track Don't You Hate the Way in particular has like strings and trumpet and stuff on it, so they're coming up to kind of play that role in the launch. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll
Amazing.
be like the most extravagant gig we've played yet. But it'll mostly just be, we're quite like, we don't take ourselves too seriously or anything. There's no like dramatic stage show or whatever. Mostly just like get on the stage and be like, what's happened? Here we go. Sometimes it works. Sometimes we come on stage being like, whoa, that was a little ropey.
Your descriptions. What success for Kilgore? Like, if you had to kind of, pontificate or kind of imagine, like, what a success would feel good for you with this new band that you've done and the new record coming out. Describe that a little bit to us. What does success mean for your band?
I think I've always wanted to play in bands, and I love the idea of being a professional musician that tours around the world. And I think we've done a lot this year to kind of work towards that. We're hoping to do a little tour at the end of the year to
Nice.
promote the album. But the one thing I tend to like my I'll like get ahead of myself and be like, oh well, we've got an album now, we're like a serious band, we'll be like, surely we're going to blow up now. But I kind of have deliberately scaled it back. And when we started talking about releasing the album, it was like I wanted to headline the venue that we're doing the launch in, and I wanted to get an album out in vinyl. Like, so those are massive dreams for me, like to be doing what we're doing. It's just very exciting. And as well as that, it's mostly just like about having fun with friends. I think like I've had scenarios before where bands get very stressful and people become nasty when money gets involved, and it's just not worth it. As long as you're like having fun, everyone's enjoying it. Like I've got four people in a band who are willing to like commit a lot of time to play my songs, so that's all I could ask for. And they play them
That's
well.
freaking amazing.
So
That's wicked. I see that. I mean, in LP too, like you mentioned, like just having that, touching it, and I created this from the, from my mind, is a pretty powerful thing.
I picked up the vinyl today actually,
Oh,
from
cool.
the label shop, and it just looks class. So I've been like a giddy little kid today.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's so cool. Well, you should be very proud. The record, like I was mentioning, I got a chance to kind of listen to the soundtrack, the SoundCloud release of it, and it is a powerful record. So you should be very proud.
You.
I love asking artists just starting up, if you could look back in time, like when things were just starting for you, and what kind of advice would you give to a startup musician? Kind of, yeah, you got these handful of songs, I'm not really sure. I mean, you've lived those. What did you learn from that experience that you have now that keeps you kind of motivated and kind of keeping your head down and keeping going forward?
Yeah, I think mostly just have fun with it. Like I think looking back on a lot of things I did when I was younger, I took it far too seriously and was convinced that it was going to go somewhere that it ended up not. And you end up getting like really stressed and disappointed if it doesn't work out. And forget that the fact that you've just, had a lot of fun. And you've done like, particularly the first band I played drums in, like had a very silly like rock and roll fallout because there was like talk of managers appearing and labels and stuff, and everybody was really burnt out when it was happening, and then everybody just got really silly, and we just ended up falling out. And we were like I just turned 18, and I remember thinking like when I left that band being like, well, there you go, that's it. I had that band that, had a lot of buzz about them, and then I left them. I'm that guy or whatever. And looking back on it now, I'm like, I was 18. It was not the biggest deal at all. It was not a big deal at all. So yeah, I think if you're just starting out, like the most important thing is, I think hold on to the social aspect of playing music. Like it's a tool to express yourself, and it's a tool to meet new people and make memories and have friends, and that's if you're getting that out of it, that should be enough first and foremost.
Absolutely. Well said, man. Well said. You're a wise guy, Finn. You're a very wise, beyond your ages. But I think living so many experiences in such a compact time span, you have to. You're right. The reflection's always there, and kind of keeping yourself grounded at the same time. So to wrap up, and again, Finn, thanks so much. You guys check out Kilgore, How to Put Your Hat On. It's coming out March. What's 2024 looking like for Kilgore and yourself and the music that you do?
It's looking busy. So we've got the album launch at the start of the year. We've got a couple of videos and stuff coming out over the next few months. And then the next thing is we're gonna do hopefully a show, a couple of shows in Ireland in the summer, and then in sort of late September time, I think, try and do some kind of UK tour, get down to London and Brighton and like Newcastle, I think we're talking for the show. Basically anywhere and everywhere. Just try and get as many shows as we can. And just keep having a laugh and then start thinking about another one. Another album, hopefully.
Cool. Has the songwriting for the next record already commenced?
Yeah, it's about like 95% done, which is good.
Wow.
It's a good position
Amazing.
to be in, I think.
Absolutely.
So
You guys are
it's a little bit.
inspired, eh? I mean, it's awesome. Like,
Yeah.
it seems like things are flowing really nicely with you and your with the band.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I'm very excited about the
Awesome.
next batch of tunes. I'm kind of trying to like hold myself back because we're so close to this album coming out that I'm like, okay, let's start playing the new songs now. And I'm like, no, nobody's heard this one yet. Just slow down. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
So cool. So cool. Well, stay tuned, everyone. At the end of this, we're gonna play a single. Don't You Hate the Way, from Kilgore. Finn, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very
I've
much.
really been impressed with this record, and I hope that it brings you lots of fun times, good times with the band, and kind of propels you to the next level. I'll be following.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Great.